Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
The Luke and Pete Shaw on the 1st of July. Happy birthday to Dan Aykroyd, Misdemeanor, don't know who she is, Léa Seydoux, Prince Diana, Duchess of everything, and Debbie Harry as well.
Happy Lady birthday. Diana.
Lady Diana.
Your boys
took one hell of a beating.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah, Lady Diana. Lady Chelsea.
She would have been 50...
No.
60, yeah. Princess Diana.
Yeah, no way 50.
She would have been 60. No way, mate.
Can't be 50.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't put it past the royal family. Anyway, boom. It's the Luke and Pete Show. It's a Thursday. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Moore.
Hello.
Is that all you got?
How are you doing?
Is that all you got?
I wanted to talk about sexy beasts.
Sexy beasts.
Today.
Okay.
We're quite looking forward to it. Because I think you'll have some good takes on it.
Okay.
So I'm not talking about the film Beasts? Sexy Beast.
All right, okay, fine.
With Ray Winston, which is a brilliant movie. And if you haven't seen it, you should definitely go and do so. Mm-hmm. I think that's on Netflix, actually. But what's also on Netflix is a new dating show called Sexy Beasts.
And, I've seen some screenshots of that.
Yeah, and I think it's shocking to me because I am not a dating show guy, right? Mm-hmm. You guys know as well as I do that the closest I get to a dating show is 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Which Mimi likes to watch, and I will get involved occasionally. But that's not really a dating show. So your Love Islands, your whatever, I've not really seen. One of the things that is absolutely baffling is that show Naked Attraction. Do you remember that?
Yes, yeah, that was. It's a little bit strong, isn't it? It's a bit. There's nothing. It's not saying anything for me. It started off saying something. It's not saying anything anymore.
What do you think about Naked Attraction before we get into Sexy Beast?
I think that the emailer from last week, Josh. I think his dad would be well up for it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
He'd be well up for it.
Imagine if it was like Naked Attraction, but just X-rays.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
What have I put on my bum? You'll find out now.
What congenital defects do
exactly,
I have that will make me a poor partner long term?
You want these jeans? You can have them.
Anyway, Sexy Beast sees single people dress up in ridiculous outfits to test blind date chemistry.
Right.
If you haven't seen it, basically like dating with furries, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah. And
do you think everyone knows what furries are?
Yeah, I mean, anyone under 30 would, and anyone over 30 doesn't want to know about it.
Do you think anyone under 30 would?
I don't know. Furries is like a big thing some on the people internet are just about normal. Like 10 years ago. Yeah.
Some but what, people are just normal. Just explain in the sense of what furries are. People who
just
love animals.
People who are obsessed with...
sexy animals. Like the caramel
they want to be an... They like, want to... Like, not exactly, but like more like ferocious sexual beasts.
I thought it was more innocent than that. I thought it was like cutesy kind of animals and stuff.
Yeah, but they've always got, in every drawing, they've always got like a big bulge that is going to be doing something soon, isn't it?
What, down their pants?
Down their panties.
Yeah. Mm. So sexy beast means, and now one thing I would say is that if you haven't seen the trailer, that the prosthetics do look actually really well done.
Mm.
But it is like absolutely insane. And I watched the trailer of it just after I watched that video that had been leaked that some absolute penis in the government wants kids to sing Strong Britain, Great Nation, right?
So fucking Hitler.
Yeah, so
it.
Weird.
Good God.
And I don't think my body or my brain was ready for the 1-2 punch of both those things.
Okay.
So I ended up thinking, I must be living in some kind of fucking hellscape.
Strong
here.
Britain, kiss a hamster boy.
Great Nation.
Yeah, Great Nation.
So would you, if you could choose your animal, what would you go on as?
I'd be like a really heavily latexed armadillo or something. I'd just be like clonking
protective
about.
Protective shell.
Protective shell so that no one gets to my emotions. That'd be fine.
Your emotions are never that far away from the surface, though, are they?
No. No, I keep most of my thoughts to myself. You might find that very hard to believe.
It's very similar, this show, to Liverpool Narcos.
What right. do you mean? You're constantly uncovering a cache of feelings you didn't yeah. think you've been hidden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just don't see why this show exists, why it needs to happen. What I think
have
if
you
it,
read our iTunes reviews?
it just makes you feel old. It makes you feel out of step with the life.
What do you mean? It's a little bit mask singer. It's a little bit mask dancer.
But I don't get the mask singer either.
But they just sort of go
in. I don't get the mask dancer. How's that even possible?
Well, they're having a dance around.
Yeah, but the whole point is with dancing, with singing, you can listen to the voice and idea.
I just think the first week they should have just got rid of, went, right, look, one of them's going to be Ashley Banjo. One of them's going to be one of those dancers from Britain's Got Talent. Get rid of them.
What are they called?
Exterminate.
Diversity. No.
It's not exterminate.
No. But I don't understand how you would even possibly be able to guess with the masked answer. That's my point. The
yeah.
masked singer, I get it. I think it's fucking dreadful, but right. I get what it is.
Mm.
The masked answer smacks to me of someone in an agency who's had a lovely fucking time the night before going, well, dancing's singing what they're singing.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's just do that.
Masked woodworking.
Yeah, quite.
Do that.
Exactly. Well, if you were familiar with people's previous woodwork, you might be able to guess.
Mm.
You know, it'd be like the repair shop. Brilliant show, yeah. right? You get the guy who's always doing the woodwork on that. Mm. You could probably think, well, you know what? I've experienced and witnessed some of his earlier pieces.
Yeah.
I think it might be this guy. That said...
Masked Formula One.
It doesn't really exist.
No.
It
well,
does.
I guess it does. Yeah, yeah. Masked, don't they?
But with the masked woodworking, I think you're probably limiting the pool of people you can get on.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah. I
you need to be
so,
good
yeah.
at it.
You've got to be slightly good at it.
What did you make in woodwork again at school?
I remember drilling a mate's lighthouse.
What do you mean?
So to speak.
We've all done that. What did you do at woodwork?
I remember we used to have like a school that was like a kind of quite newish kind of 80s school that they didn't really have doors. So you could kind of start in your classroom and just do a fucking lap of everyone else's, 10 of them.
What?
In a circle.
How do you mean?
They didn't have doors. It was just one of those new buildings. It was just like everything was open plan. And so if I got bored doing whatever, I'd but you know, it was.
You were a naughty kid, though, were you?
No, I was just a fucking lazy kid. Yeah. I was just a distracted kid.
Yeah.
I just do a lap, and I remember just going into somebody else's classroom, and I just found a bit of junk wood. I'm talking about this on the show before, but drilled into it with a hand drill, just because I was bored. And the teacher went, "That is your friend Jonathan Mathwin's lighthouse. He spent ages making that, and you just drilled a hole in it."
What's Jonathan doing now?
Yeah, he's dead.
Is he? Is he actually dead?
Yeah, died of leukemia when he was about 6. Very sad.
6?
Yeah.
How was he making a lighthouse if he was 6?
What do you mean? It wasn't an actual light. It was just a bit of wood that resembled... Well, it looked like it was a piece of crap, clearly, because I started drilling it.
But he can't have been doing woodwork at 5.
He was.
And they died
He was
at
very...
6.
He got, well, he clearly squeezed in a lot before he popped off. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
That's made me a little bit upset.
Oh, it was horrible.
I was going to ask you a question.
His head went massive.
What?
Sorry. Well, leukemia, it's fucking, you know, it's just, he came back, he'd been through all the chemotherapy, and he just came back, and he just looked like a different kid. I was like, what the fuck is that? I used to go to, like, York with him, to the trains, look at the trains. Fans of the Trains.
You did. You were good friends with him then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it because you were friends with footballer Michael Brown as well?
He just turned up when I was like 16. I had a little kick around.
Was he good?
He was playing for Manchester City. He was all right, yeah.
you should have started up to him.
It was odd. It was it really was. Hartlepool was wild back in the day.
Sounds like
probably still is.
Well, bearing in mind for those listening, the only photos of you as a kid I've seen of one of you with an arm around a chimp.
Yeah,
and
one he was the mayor.
And one of you on top of a massive elephant.
Yeah. All kinds of
in Hartlepool. I don't even know that's possible.
Yeah, it was.
I can remember my mum and dad having a big row when I was a kid because my dad wanted to take me to the circus, and my mum said no, it's cruel.
Mm.
And my dad, literally, I can remember it now. My dad opening the local newspaper with a picture of the circus, and the picture was of a tiger riding a bike.
Right.
And my dad saying he wouldn't be doing it if he didn't want to do it.
It's a good point, isn't it? Yeah.
And my mum said, you're not taking them. And then I didn't. And I ended up not going because I got nits anyway. Got nits.
You got nits?
Yeah, so I couldn't go anyway. I was fucking gutted as well.
Yeah.
I think my dad was just going to say...
See the tiger and riding the bike.
It's really interesting though, isn't it? Because my dad is a really... environmentally conscious person. He loves the natural world. He loves animals. He used to get us encyclopedias about animals all the time. Mm. We subscribed to this really cool thing where you got a hardback book with loads of pictures in it about different, and the way it was separated out was different parts of the animal kingdom. So you could learn how the animals related to each other.
Right.
And what it was amazing. And yeah. I think he saved up to get it, or he sent off for it or whatever. At the same time, in his mind, the cognitive dissonance was so strong, he still wanted to go to a circus and watch these animals do this
shit.
Where
else are you going to see them?
It's in the 80s, I guess.
Yeah.
Before cruelty to animals
before
was
bad.
Yeah. So like, it's just a weird, weird thing.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, though, on lighthouses. I was having this debate with my mate the other day. I genuinely was. Because we were at, where was I? You were at Portland, weren't you?
Yes,
you went to Portland.
Portland Bill. Yeah, yeah.
You talked about lighthouses, didn't you? Mm. And we couldn't work out whether they're actually being used or not anymore.
You think everything would be like GPS and stuff? Maybe they're still used. I don't know.
I haven't really found out. I was planning to find out, but I never got.
Is it kind of like you know the lights that they rotated, didn't they? Back in the day, I don't really know how it all worked. Yeah. They had got the foghorn that goes like telling you that the Earth is over there. But like the lights, is that kind of just? No, it wouldn't illuminate the sea, would it? That would be ridiculous. But would it show you any of the shoreline for the? Or it would just basically go, here's the lighthouse, don't head towards that, that's the land, you idiot.
Yeah, that's basically what they're designed for. Do you know what a lighthouse is?
No,
that's basically what you've just described.
I thought it was just like a rocket ship that wouldn't go.
Yeah, so they just stuck on the launch pad.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I think you've perfectly described a lighthouse there.
Yes.
Well done, mate.
Finally.
And the other thing that came up in the news this week that I wanted to talk to you about was a man who had a surgery in Austria, 82, already quite old.
Mm.
But due to what the hospital are describing as human error, he had the wrong leg amputated.
Oh, that's a shame.
It put me in mind of the fact that whenever I've seen people who share photos when they're in hospital, so they're having a knee operation or an ankle operation or whatever, do you even notice that the surgeon in massive blue marker pen puts an arrow to the right one?
Yeah.
Isn't that an amazing lesson for everyone to learn about how...
Keep it simple.
Get the basics right. Do the basics right, right? Surgeons are known as being like, you know, out there and very confident and at the top of their game. If you're some kind
of... thinking of Eddie Clasell from ER.
Who's that?
He's the bloke who did this... In the titles.
Who played him? Which
Eric
actor?
I only know him as Eric LaSalle. I can't remember who he had a deaf son, and that really brought him back down to earth for me, this rock star surgeon.
Eric LaSalle.
And he had a deaf kid, and he was like, oh my God, I've got to really reevaluate my rock star credentials because now I've got to worry about another human being.
Dr. Peter Benton.
Do you remember Dr. Peter Benton? In the titles, he went, yeah, hiya! Because he'd just done an amazing amputation of a leg.
I remember thinking ER was fucking cool.
Yeah.
It was like a cool
the
TV
coolest.
Show. Right? Before
Dr.
TV...
Green, he was in Top Gun, and then he just turns us onto that.
He was Goose in Top Gun,
Goose
wasn't he?
In Top Gun.
So I remember ER, before big, high-budget TV things were a big deal in the UK, like they are now, that was like a big thing.
Yeah.
It was on Channel 4, but I think it was on like prime time. And people were like massively into it. George Clooney, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, of course. That was his first kind of role, and he was very supportive of other cast members. I remember, but yeah.
Do you know who created
Juliana Margulies?
Do you know who created her?
Hello.
I don't remember her.
Very beautiful woman.
Oh, I do remember her. Yeah, I remember her. Do you know who created ER?
Was it? Oh, I'm on the Wikipedia as well.
Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton. Whenever I think of Michael Crichton, I don't think of Jurassic Park. I don't think of all those things. I think of Fatherland. Is it Fatherland? Didn't he do that thing about, like, if Hitler had continued?
I think that's Robert Harris, isn't it?
Shit, it's Robert Harris, isn't it? He didn't do any of that.
I mean, I don't
know. Didn't write any of that, did he?
I think he is. So Michael Crichton is Jurassic Park.
Yes.
He did The Andromeda Strain.
Right.
He did an amazing book called Timeline.
Is that a similar thing, Timeline? It was if Hitler continued his...
No, Timeline is about people who discover how they can travel back in time with this kind of facsimile type thing.
Exactly. That's how I remember the Hitler story. That's what he did.
What are you talking about?
Hitler, he travelled back in time, didn't he?
Where's this come from?
Am I thinking of Michael J. Fox again?
Anyway, Michael Crichton has done some amazing stuff, and I can't believe he managed to do ER as well. It's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I'd like to rewatch ER to see if it still stands up.
He also wrote a book called Electronic Life in 1983, saying that everyone should have a computer.
Hmm.
I agree.
That's fair enough. I've just noticed that Michael Crichton's dead.
What? Oh, he died quite recently. Yeah, he died quite recently, didn't he?
Died in 2008, Pete. It's not that recent.
Yeah, quite recently, isn't it? No, he went back in time and died then.
Apparently, he was
died
six,
this week.
Apparently, he was 6'9".
Shut up.
He was 6'9".
6'9".
That's incredible, isn't
You're thinking of like a Diplodocus or something.
So Jurassic Park, as a book, is vastly different to the movie.
Right.
So in the book...
It's chickens.
In the book, yeah, it's not actually about dinosaurs. Yeah, he just gets chickens back and a lot of them peck people. in Jurassic Park, it's a lot darker.
Yeah.
A lot more people die.
Yeah.
A lot more brutal.
Right.
Obviously.
What's that? The computer guy goes,
Dennis Nedry.
Dennis Nedry. Uh-huh.
I reckon you could ask me any question about Jurassic Park and I'd know the answer.
Right. How many dinosaurs were there?
I don't know. Okay, another guy who's done so much stuff that you don't realise is Stephen King.
Yeah.
Stephen King, like, you know all the big hits.
Yeah.
The heavy hitters. The big hits, but he's done some other stuff as well.
Didn't he give over a few like short stories completely free for filmmakers to just, you know, amateur filmmakers who tried to, you know, make their way in this world, sort of they could use a couple of his scripts completely free and make films out of it. It's just a lovely touch. He's very socially responsible, I think. He's definitely one of those writers who didn't turn mad after all the success.
Do you know that he did The Shining?
Yeah, right. Did he?
Yeah. Right. The Shining's one of his.
Yeah. And Christine.
Yeah, but no, you're thinking of Carrie, aren't you?
No, Christine is a car, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But my point is that everyone knows your miseries and your The Stands and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But he also did The Shining, which people never remember.
Right.
Absolute legend.
He's got a very interesting nose.
Let me have a look. I'll have a quick look now.
Very
interesting. Yes, he has, actually.
He looks like one of the ghouls. He looks like one of the ghouls out of Fallout. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Which he also wrote, by the way.
Yeah. Well, look. I wish someone had fucking write it again.
His son's a novelist, I think. But
yeah,
his son...
didn't he pretend that he wasn't Stephen King's son?
Yeah, I don't think he wants any part of it. I don't think he wants a leg up.
I just want, yeah, okay.
He doesn't want the pressure.
But now everyone knows.
Yeah. It's like you being the son of David Beckham. I just started reading.
One of the Mitford sisters.
I just started reading the book set in 1930s Germany.
Yeah.
Called March Violets.
No, you should be reading that, Lou.
March Violets by Philip Kerr.
Right.
Really good.
Good.
Really good.
How do you find time? Probably because you haven't moved house recently.
How do you find time
to do anything?
I've got a lot of bandwidth.
Bandwidth.
Very clever.
You like short circuit input.
One thing you haven't considered is that I am actually very clever.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. I've got a lot of bandwidth.
You remember stuff.
While we think about my bandwidth, let's take a break.
Yes, please.
When we come back, we're going to do some battery brands and then we're going to do some emails as well. So look forward to that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Oh, it's time for Batteries, Boys and Babes.
Yeah.
It's the Luke and Peach show.
Are we the babes?
Yeah. Or the boys? I'm the boys. The boy, you're the babe.
Okay, sounds good. Robin Stacey, hello to you. Thank you for emailing in your King Kong batteries.
King Kong. I think we had them before.
Not a new player. Thank you very much. Ewan White, thank you very much for sending in some Texas batteries.
I think they're new, aren't they?
Nah.
T-E-C-X-U-S.
I don't think so.
What?
There's no consensus there.
Whenever I see the word Texas,
yeah, Charlene Spiteri.
TFI Friday, every fucking Friday.
I quite liked Charlene Spiteri.
She's great news.
People
great
were obsessed with her in the '90s, weren't they?
Yeah. What's his name from Don't Forget Your Toothbrush? He was obsessed.
Chris Evans.
He was obsessed because he put him on every bloody week.
How can you not remember Chris Evans' name? It's incredible the levels you'll go to not remember a name.
Because there's a new Chris Evans on the block.
Oh, yeah, true.
I can't be arsed.
Well, you've got Chris Evans, Chris Pine, Chris Thingy. Yeah. There's loads of them.
Chris plays Beyond the Pines. Yeah.
No, that's Ryan
Gosling.
Who's
the one who got his willy out?
It's Ryan Gosling.
Who's the one who got his willy out on his
Army
on
Hammer.
Twitter? No! It goes a lot deeper than that, Luke. Good
that's what
Lord.
He said. the thing is, I find that a lot of them all look the same. So, like, I'll be looking at a picture of Henry Cavill. And I'll be like, oh, it's fucking Army Hammer. I don't want to know what he's been up to. But it's not. It's actually Henry Cavill, right? Yeah. they all look weirdly the same.
Yeah, but Henry Cavill, he builds PCs. Army Hammer, problematic. The other one's Thor. One's
Chris Hemsworth.
Spaceman. Who's the one who played Captain Kirk in the new
Chris
ones?
Chris Pine.
Is that Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Right.
Who's the
he's
one
got
who's
the eyebrows.
In, who's the one who's in Parks and Rec and is now really muscly and in Guardians
Chris
of the Galaxy?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Chris Evans is Captain America, right?
Too fucking many.
It's unbelievable,
too
isn't
many.
It? It's unbelievable.
Steve McQueen's a director. I thought equity meant you couldn't have similar names. Choose something else.
Everyone.
Steven Battlestar. Do that.
They're all living a story that Stephen King wrote.
Yeah. About it's just the same guy,
the world
copied.
Ends, and there's only Chris's left.
Yeah. Yeah, not having it.
What were we originally talking about? Chris Evans.
Can't remember.
You should be able to remember Chris Evans' name, to be fair.
Who's the new Chris Evans in British television? For the US listeners, he was the Ryan Seacrest of the 90s.
But he was more than that, wasn't he?
He was more than that.
Did a lot of
did he?
Well, because he did a lot of business deals and stuff, didn't he?
More than that. He's more than that. Yeah. Well, he bought Virgin and then didn't want to work Fridays. And then he sold the company off and then he didn't want to work Fridays. And then they went, you need to leave now because we need someone who works Fridays.
Who's the modern equivalent, did you say?
Yeah.
I don't know, really. Is it that guy who is always the really annoying voice and the guy who's clearly still a virgin? Chris Evans, Fitz Virgin. No, what's the name of the guy who he's just a complete prick and he's on Twitter all the time.
Right.
And he tries to be really controversial for no reason. He's like very right wing.
Right.
Oh, what's his
name? Tries to
name?
Be very controversial.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Oh. It's depressing.
Oh, this is rare.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a role reversal. This.
A little bit of a role reversal.
Not Darren Grimes, the one before Darren Grimes. People will be listening to the show.
Milo,
now.
No.
People will be listening to the show going, I'm screaming his name out. He's an absolute penis. I'm just going to type it into Google.
Absolute penis. How are you going to find him? Right wing, but Darren Grimes before Darren Grimes.
I've typed in, do you know what? I will be able to find his name. Hang on.
Right.
I've just typed in,
check your likes.
Right wing Twitter young man. Paul Joseph Watson. Paul Watson.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he disappear because Twitter doesn't like that sort of thing? Their share price enjoyed it for a very long time. Now they're like, too hot for us now.
No, he's still on there tweeting.
Is he?
He's got 1.1 million followers.
Good God. Good Lord.
What he needs is some fresh air.
Stick outside.
Go
yeah.
for a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, never think about it.
None of this is making you any money, mate.
He could be the Chris Evans.
Why?
Because I think the world's moved on,
right.
And he's like
yesterday's man.
So Chris Evans, at the heart of what Chris Evans was doing is he was able to really tap into what everyone wanted, right? So he was able to be very successful by making TV shows that no one else was making, because the people who were making TV shows at the time were making old-fashioned shit TV shows,
okay,
right? So I'm wondering whether the new Chris Evans are the kind of online social media people who are making content that normal people like us go, that looks a bit fucking weird or newfangled, but lots of people love it.
Right.
But it's more hateful. it's more
probably
hateful.
Him then, yeah.
Although, let's be absolutely clear, TFI Friday in the back, through the lens of 2021, did look a little bit more hateful than perhaps they thought at the time.
No, wrong with the Rastron casters, mate.
What's that?
Wheel on a Rastafarian block on casters.
I think didn't they also spend a lot of time taking the piss out of women's football? Didn't they get like a production team from TFI to play the England women's football team?
Right, okay.
To mock them.
That's, yeah, yeah.
The 90s.
Anyway, that's what it is. What it is, baby.
Email.
Hello to, who have we got here? Sam. Hello, Sam. Group in Sydney. Our food storage challenges are obviously different to yours due to the pretty significant weather variances. Personally, I think bread should never be chilled, no matter what the climate. However, the stepmother of my best mate at primary school insisted bread be stored in the freezer. When it came to weekend lunchtimes, we would have to microwave the bread slices before using them. We had many a fun time together in those days, but the sandwiches were quite predictably shit.
Yeah, so this is a running battle in my family with my lovely wife. She freezes everything.
Oh.
So she'll bake a load of really nice cookies. I'll get to eat maybe a couple of them, and then the rest will go in the freezer.
Will they taste as good coming out?
I think you know the answer to that, don't you? You know the answer to that.
You still eat them, though, don't you?
Mimi makes these amazing things called seven-layer cookies. They're like an Italian traditional cookie.
Right.
They're not really cookies. It's like a layer of
Tenly fish. Live fish.
No, it's like layer of dark chocolate, thin dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's one colour sponge. I think they normally do it like the Italian flag. So it's like one green sponge, one white sponge, one red sponge, and then dark chocolate again, and then like jam in between the layers to make seven layers.
And then some spaghetti.
You're really pleased with yourself there, aren't you?
Pathetic.
Then you add some gabagool.
Gabagool.
And then she makes them. It takes her all day to do that, and then she cuts them up and puts them in the freezer.
Cuts them up.
They're supposed to be that big.
Oh, right, okay.
So you make a big batch of them and you cut them.
That's a flavour explosion.
Why are you putting them in the freezer?
It's like one of those energy gels that you see on the tube, where you can have like bespoke energy, where it's just like apparently a 3D printed kind of different configurations of colours. Like the blue will be iron and the orange will be calcium, and a lot of different flavours and different kind of uses, effectively, different vitamins. And they 3D print them, apparently. I don't buy it.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
It's a vitamin gel, but it's like a vitamin like snack sort of thing.
They 3D print a snack?
That's what they say, and I think they're being fast and loose personally with the idea of 3D, but it's a bespoke vitamin experience. We'll be advertising in a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's a bespoke
snack. I've got no problem with that. I know. What you're talking
about. I want some. I keep on looking. I want to know what they're like.
I thought the only thing you could 3D print was guns.
Yeah, guns, yeah.
I can't believe you've not got a 3D printer.
No, it's one of those things that I was listening to. I know I'm not going to use that. I've got no business having one.
You've changed.
I know.
You have changed. What you could have done, if you were clever, is you could have, during the house move, bought yourself one.
Oh, and it would just turn up. Yes.
So now I've ordered it. I've always had this. Just I've never unpacked it before. You should have done that. You should have used that to buy loads of stuff you wanted.
Yeah.
You shared me a picture of your suitcase of wires.
Yeah, there's a little cheeky little USB sticking out the side, wasn't
it? Yeah.
I like to think when I'm asleep, they come alive like a Pixar film.
I'd like to think that I could bet money that you will not open that suitcase of wires before the end of 2022.
That's a very good chance, Luke. Very good chance.
None of those wires are even usable anymore. Anyway, going back to frozen food stuff, another thing that my wife will do is we'll buy a couple of packets of biscuits, right? You know
straight
me.
Straight in the freezer.
Yeah.
She puts everything in the fridge.
I'm being serious.
Biscuits?
Yeah.
Like pre-packaged biscuits.
So we're a big fan of, as our American cousins call them, Fig Newtons. We call them Fig Rolls, right?
Right, yeah, okay.
They go straight in the freezer.
Do the...
The fig bit in the middle just goes solid.
I bet it does. It's sort of like...
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten one that's like all sort like...
Yeah.
And then I imagine when it melts, it would probably be a bit more gooey than usual, I guess.
So basically,
Fig Newtons.
Imagine eating a fig roll.
Yeah.
But it tastes
rock
worse
hard.
And it's a lot harder.
And it's hard as bitumen.
I wouldn't go quite as far as bitumen. Mm. My granddad told me last weekend that he used to chew on bitumen.
Yeah, delicious, yeah.
Yeah.
My partner's friend who lives in York, who's got a husband who works in construction.
Are you Lin-Manuel Miranda? it's like Hamilton.
We could sing the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was expressing my interest in his business, which is fucking road surfacing and bitumen and stuff.
You were basically interested in stuff.
No, I was. I don't meet many people who run an entire fucking bitumen quarry, whatever the fuck it is.
No.
I wasn't really listening. But and I sort of expressed a bit of an interest. And he, at first, thought I was taking the piss because I'm a wanker, like, London fucking media prick. But I was genuinely interested. So when you're delivering the bitumen, when you're delivering the tar,
is bitumen?
It's just the stuff that goes into
What's it made of?
It's a byproduct of the oil industry, isn't it? When they cut down the crude oil, into its different constituent cracking parts, I suppose.
It's a semi-solid form of petroleum.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So it would be delicious. I expressed an interest in it a little bit too much, and I think he thought I was taking the piss. At the end for Christmas, he sends me a lump of bitumen in a shoebox.
That's cool.
And I was like, I'm going to have a little chew.
Did you ever chew on it?
A little chew on that.
What was it like?
It's just kind of soft and chewy. It burned a little.
Should we be telling our listeners not to do
it? Don't do. If you have access to bitumen, don't chew on
it. So my granddad, just to finish this story, because he's amazing, my granddad. He's really funny. And he's had an amazing life. And
granddad is an Autobot, though, to be fair.
No, he remembers seeing Spitfires fighting against German fighter planes overhead in Portsmouth when he grew up. Like
I hate to sort of talk like an old fucking boomer who's upset about the youth of today. But we whinge about masks and stuff like that. Like, imagine seeing that in the fucking air.
Yeah.
How weird it is.
He said that he would come into school. Eventually they got evacuated out to the West Country. Mm. But he said he would come into school and sometimes there would just be empty desks because the houses had not before been bombed and the kids were dead.
Right.
It's probably serious.
Dark, isn't it?
But anyway, we were talking about upbringings, right? And he's
so many dead kids in this fucking episode.
He said to me that he said the worst weekend of his life, right? And he was telling it with a certain amount of kind of, with a wry smile on his face. He wasn't upset or anything. He was just talking about how it was. That on the Friday, he was out playing in the street with his friends and they went up into a water tank and were swimming around. I think he was 8. Right? One of them drowned, right? The Saturday, his parents, my great-grandparents, made him take his dog that he'd had since that he found as a stray to be put down.
Yeah.
Himself. Right?
Right.
And then the day or two later or whatever, the war broke out.
What's the weekly version of Annus Horribilis?
Yeah. That's a lot to take in for an 8-year-old.
I'll be like, oh, what a case of the Mondays I've got.
In fact, I think he was only 7, actually. I think he might not have had his 8th birthday at that point.
Surprised. So he was chewing on fucking bitumen.
He was chewing on bitumen.
And just chewing tobacco. He's trying to get it all.
He chewed on the bitumen. He used to play in the bomb craters, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that long ago when you think about it.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway, if you experienced a war, no, I'm only joking. Email us in hello@lukeandpeacher.com if you've got anything to talk about. Yeah, what do you like chewing on but perhaps you shouldn't be chewing on?
Yeah.
What's the most interesting thing you've chewed on?
Okay, yeah.
We had an email yesterday of a guy who's obviously catching up with old episodes and talking about finding a lot of bones in his garden.
Oh, chewed on a bone.
Turned out to be dog bones.
Nice, there you go.
Yeah, do you remember that guy who had the car in his garden and buried?
Yes.
That's where it came from.
Do you remember in Liverpool, and I'm not casting aspersions anywhere, but in Liverpool there was the body of a little baby found in a park.
Was there?
Obviously, you know, the community sort of, you know, big outpouring of emotion, put flowers down and sort of like wrote poems and stuff. It was a chicken. Somebody just thrown a chicken.
Right.
just a cooked chicken.
So with the dog, apparently the guy emailed in with the dog, they had to do an investigation first.
Yeah, I go,
yeah. Didn't know what the fuck it was.
I bet they would, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know why. I don't know where that's come from, but...
What have you chewed on? Why, when I was about 6, I chewed on some sugar cane? Where did that go?
Did you?
In my house.
I've never even seen sugar cane.
Because I used to chew on, licorice root. That was pretty popular.
Never seen that either.
Okay, I used to get that from the health food shop. Health food shop was just bins full of sugar puffs. That was the health food shop. Just get your own fucking shit in a bag.
Lollipops in those clear plastic, plastic things. Yeah.
And, we had and I remember my dad coming home with a lot of sugar cane and we're just chewing on it.
Probably came from the port, did it?
Probably not. I don't know. Why would I suddenly... You work in a chemical factory. I don't know.
I told you it was sugar cane.
That's just uranium, Dad.
Licorice root and sugar cane.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. If you've chewed on anything as interesting as that, let us know. But email us in on anything you want us to talk about on the show. We always like reading your emails. We can't get through all of them, but we get through our favourites, and that's the most we can commit to at this point.
Yeah.
hello@lukeandpeacher.com is the email address. @lukeandpeacher is Twitter and Instagram. We'll be back on Monday with more of this. Shout out to all of you for listening. Much appreciated. Leave us a review, all that good stuff. See you soon. Don't go changing, Pete Donaldson.
I'll have a go.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck, it's
So if you fancy a sit down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.